Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, combining kingdom wisdom with marketplace strategies for spiritual, personal, professional, and business success. WWRJ empowers you to seamlessly integrate spirituality with the reality of the marketplace. And during this time, Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie encourages and equips you to become that marketplace influencer God envisioned. And here is your host, Jackie Showers.
Good afternoon. I'm so glad you've joined me on today. It is just so exciting. It's a little nippy here in the Detroit area, but I'm not complaining, considering that we have had absolutely great weather over this winter season. Oh, I can remember last year it was so frigid and we were having snowstorm after snowstorm after snowstorm. So I am just really excited just to know that it is no longer cold outside, but it is warm, and as I said, I am excited that you joined me on today. And you know, we're still kicking off the year, and I'm still excited about what's happening in the year. I just want to say to those that tonight we begin our seven day a minute to midnight prayer, marketplace prayer. And what we're doing is we come together, we pray over the things that you have business related, and we also do a brief teaching. This time we are focusing on seven proven principles that was used in order to move from resolution to execution. They are the seven principles that's going to be highlighted in my upcoming book that's soon to be released. I decided from resolution to execution, proven strategies that moves you from resolution to execution. So you want to make sure that you're part of us that tonight. That's a minute to midnight. And you can, information will be up on our website. It'll be up on our blog. It's going to be on our we'll just be posted everywhere. So if you follow us on Twitter, you friend us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google Plus, it'll be all around. And so you want to make sure that you're there tonight. It's a minute to midnight, what we call our marketplace prayer call. And so we're going to help you in moving from resolution to execution. So I do hope that you'll join us on today. If you like to speak in our listening audience, all you have to do is hit one, and we will open up your microphone. But we're doing some exciting things, and so you want to make sure you get to our website. That's Jackie Showers, JACQUISHOWERS.com, and subscribe to our e-blast list so you can be apprised of everything that we're doing. And we also want to know what you're doing, so you can also share with us what's happening in your life, what's going on, and how we can help you better at what you're doing, because that's what we're all about. We are all about helping you become all God envisioned so you can experience what God saw, spiritual abundance, wholeness, and wealth. And we do that in every area of your life, looking at it from a spiritual, personal, and professional standpoint. So we're just really excited, and I'm excited about what God has given today, because I know one of the things about the new year is we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. Can I just say that we put a lot of pressure on ourselves? We put a lot of pressure because we look at the year as coming to a close, and when we look at the year as coming to a close, we also look at what we haven't done, and most often than not, the condemnation of what we haven't done supersedes the praise of what we have accomplished. And often, and if you do a self-examination, you'll begin to realize you really did accomplish a lot in 2014. And when you begin to look at it from the vantage point of how much you did that was successful and not how little you did that was not successful, it will help to catapult you to move quickly throughout 2015 and be successful. So self-examination is always critical. You always want to go through a self-examination. I call it an introspective analysis. That's what I always look at, is take an introspective analysis as to where you are right now. And in doing so, don't beat yourself down what you didn't get done. I think the beauty of it is this, is that when you begin to move away from temporary time, the temporary time as we know, the chronological time that we know, and you begin to really take on the mindset of God, that he exists in eternal time, it really takes the pressure off of you. It takes the pressure off of you because you no longer feel as though that you get this time constraint on you. One of our upcoming pieces that's coming out on Wednesday, and you want to make sure that you're on our e-blast. It's our e-blast that's coming out, our Showers, Blessings, and Spires. We're going to talk about the conquest of time. So don't allow time to be your enemy, but allow time to become your ally. Because when time becomes your ally, it means that, yes, a year may end, but you're not missing a beat, because why? You're always on target. You're always on step. And so what happens is that all you're doing is taking the continuation of your success, and you're just moving from one day, one month, one day, one week, one month, one year straight into success. And so it takes the pressure off of you. So I want you to get that time pressure off of you, where you're not so wedded to time. But time is something that God gave man, not for time to conquer man, but for man to conquer time. So those are some of the things that I want you to begin to look at, is what is your relationship with time? Do you have a right relationship with time? Do you respect time? And in respecting time, what you do is that you begin to manage time better. Are you writing down on a daily basis those things that you know that you need to get done, where you need to be successful? Are you making sure that when you're even looking at a 24-hour day, because God did give us that, and are you taking care of yourself? You know, are you doing your due diligence? Are you exercising? Are you eating right? And these are all of the things that's going to help you be successful when it comes to 2015. You know, I have just went crazy. Can I just say that? I am confessing. This is confession time for me. I have went crazy eating stuff that I normally don't eat. And believe me, my girth around the middle, it has expanded. And I realized that sometimes we just go crazy. We go crazy eating stuff that we know we have no business eating. And then we say, oh, my God, how did this happen? Easily. I kept putting stuff in my mouth that didn't need to go in my mouth. So in 2015, take care of your body. Eat healthy. You know, make wise choices when it comes to eating. You know, you want to make sure that you eat, you're focusing on eating fruits and vegetables as much as you possibly can. As much as you possibly can, try to eat from the earth. And you will be surprised how your mind opens up. I mean, it just opens up. It's just amazing how it opens up to receive. You begin to be able to think a lot more clear, because you're not putting all that junk in your body. And the more you put the junk in your body, you're not going to be able to think as clearly. So you want to take care of yourself. You want to make sure that you are eating right. You want to make sure that you're exercising, because there's something when the endorphins are released inside of you. And those endorphins cause you to be able to really function, because you're eating right, you're exercising. So coupled together, it totally opens up your mind, just tremendous brain power. If you don't believe me, go and visit go and visit Daniel in the first chapter with him and the Hebrew boys. when they said, this is, we just want to eat like fruits and vegetables. That's all we want to eat. And they were 10 times smarter than everybody else. And I don't believe that that was just a fluke in their day. I believe that that was God letting us know that when we begin to truly take care of ourselves and we begin to exercise and we begin to do our due diligence, it's going to make a big difference. It makes a big difference in your health. We have someone that has a question. We're going to open the line up for them. Can you give us your name and where you're from? Caller. Well, I guess they don't have anything to say. Caller, we've opened up your line. Okay. I think they were just getting ready, just as I hung up. Caller, we've opened up your line. Did you have, Oh, okay. Well, we understand that. That's why God put erasers on our pencils. He knows that sometimes we make mistakes. But as I was saying, and I was talking about eating right and eating healthy and taking care of your body, it becomes so critical to your success, you know, and getting your rest, taking time to just, you need to get adequate sleep. And there are times when you have to stop just working. Some people say, well, you have to work. You have to work like 24/7, and especially when you have your own business. But I'm going to tell you, when you factor in that time for rest, when you're factoring in time for exercise, when you're eating healthy, it makes a big difference. And then I want to say this really critical thing when it comes to this, taking care of yourself. You must factor in time to be in the face of God in prayer. And you also want to couple prayer. It may not be every day. You may do it once a week, but you want to couple prayer with fasting. And it may be that once a month you say, for 3 days I'm going to fast. And you will be surprised how things are going to flow a lot smoother for you and how you're going to have clarity of thought, and you're going to be able to really think a lot clearer as you begin to just move out and do more. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, these are things I hear all the time. And they might be things that you hear all the time. But my question to you is this, but are they things that you are doing? It's one thing to hear things all the time. It's another thing to do them. You can hear it, but are you doing it? Are you really making a conscious decision to take care of yourself so you can be in optimum shape to be successful? It really makes a difference. The other thing that I want to say is excuses are useless. They're useless. Get up off your butts of excuses, because every time you make an excuse, that's valuable time that's ticking away that you can be doing something to be successful in 2015. So you can sit there and you can say, you know what, I can't do this because I don't have the knowledge. Okay, if you don't have the knowledge, get it. Go out into the internet. Anything that you need to know, all you have to do is go out there. It's right there for you to get. But you have to realize excuses are useless. Every time you make an excuse, every time you make an excuse, you become an accomplice to sabotaging your own success. And you do not want to be an accomplice to sabotaging your own success. You want to make sure that you are doing exactly what you need to do. And you have to do it even in the midst of the fear. Remember, every excuse is paved in fear. Every excuse, the foundation of it is fear, because fear is the only thing that gives you an excuse telling you that you cannot succeed. Fear brings excuses. Simple as that. Faith brings action. Faith is an action verb. Fear is a non-action verb. It's a non-action verb in that it causes you to become paralyzed and immovable. It's always trying to prevent you from moving forward. And I just want to say this to you, is that in this season, you have to be very careful, because a lot of times these excuses can be deceptive. They can be deceptive because they may appear to be that they are working there, that they are working in alignment with what you're doing when they're not. So be there, you know, pray that God gives you that spirit of discernment, so so then you can know exactly what excuses are for your good and what excuses are not for your good. But I want you to understand that that in the process of your going through your success for 2015, that you always want to build in time to make your introspective self-examination, to make sure that you're on target. Always build them in. One good thing, do it every quarterly. If you don't want to do it every monthly, do it every quarterly, so then you can make sure that you're on target. The other thing that I want you to realize that when it comes to really being successful is you got to stay abreast of the facts. You really have to stay abreast of the facts. In essence, you got to keep learning. You got to, like, fill your head with knowledge every single day. Fill your head with knowledge. Whatever respective area that you're in, you should be reading something every day. You should set aside some time in that 24-hour period just for studying, just for time, in order for you to enrich yourself. You know, because I believe success is a selfless act. And now some people may say, well, why do you think it's selfless? It's selfless because you want to do your due diligence in doing everything that you need to get done, because when you are a success, you will help somebody else become a success. And everything that you do, it touches somebody else in making sure that they become a success. So when you're looking at different tasks and thinking of the drudgery of doing them, remember that somebody else needs you. They need your help. They need your knowledge. They need what you have in order for them to be successful. You're not in this game by yourself. So become selfless when it comes to being successful, understanding that you're not in it by yourself. Every time you touch another person in giving them any type of information, in sharing any type of information with them, in just speaking positive words into your life, those are selfless acts of success for yourself. Because you want to be charitable and on all levels. You want to be charitable even with your time. And that's not to say that you give all of your time away, but there are times when you definitely want to be charitable. Remember, we reap what we sow. You want to be charitable in your giving, in giving of your tithes and your offerings. And one thing about tithes that we often say, when you give 10%, God's going to give you more. But what God gives you, it becomes priceless. It becomes, you cannot measure it in quantifiable dollars, because he begins to give you favor, and favor is a lot more priceless than money, because he can place you in the right place, in front of the right people, at the right time. He can do all types of things that you will know that it's God. And it has a lot to do with how charitable are you being with your time, how charitable are you being with your tithes, with your offerings, with your alms. How, you know, charity begins at home. Even how charitable are you being with yourself by taking care of yourself. All of this goes hand in hand. And so I want you to think about those things as you are moving forward in 2015, because I know you're going to be nothing but a success, because I am praying for your success. And speaking of praying for your success, go to our website, Jackie Showers, JACQUISHOWERS.com, and you can leave your prayer requests up there, or you can always inbox me on Facebook or inbox me on Google Plus, but you can always send me a private message about what your prayer needs are, and I will be in prayerful agreement with you as well for your success. And I do want to reiterate that tonight we begin our minute to midnight prayer. Our minute to midnight prayer. It's a week long prayer, helping you to move from resolution to execution, looking at what are the things that you want to accomplish in 2015, and praying with you for your success for 2015. We do these every quarter. We do them the first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, and the fourth quarter of the year. And we started doing this last year, and they have been very successful, and we've gotten success reports from others about this. So you want to make sure that you come and that you be a part of our minute to midnight prayer on tonight. And that's really, it's the minute to midnight. So it's really, it's tonight at a minute to midnight, and it flows over into tomorrow. Because sometimes people get that whole thing mixed up about midnight. When you say midnight on the 5th, they automatically think that, okay, well, if it's tonight, but the midnight on the 5th was actually early this morning. But we're doing a minute to midnight, 11:59, a minute to midnight. So I do hope that you'll be able to join us. Information on call-in information is all of that. It's up on all of our social media pages. And so if you're part of that, you'll be able to get that information. But I want to get back to our discussion talking about now, you know, okay, it's 2015, now what? You know, everybody's been talking about it. You leading up to it, everybody's saying, okay, what are you going to do? And you know what? Really, all you have to do is you decide within yourself that you're going to be successful. Come up with a mantra. Come up with something that can propel you forward. Come up with a tagline that can take you into, that can just every time you get discouraged, you know, you can say it to yourself. You can just repeat it to yourself. It might be victory. You know, victory in 2015. That I'm gonna be a mean machine in 2015. It could be something that propels you forward. Something that will seamlessly take you throughout the entire year of 2015 for your success. Because I know we all are human beings, and there are times when we get a little tired, and there are times when we have to have our own pep rallies, when we have to be the ones with the pom-poms, and we have to be the ones encouraging ourselves. And sometimes you have to say, give me a J, give me an A, give me a C, give me a Q, give me a U, give me an I. It's Jackie. And sometimes you have to do that. You know, I'm one of those who feel as though that you should always let the kid in you come out, and you should always just play like a kid. And sometimes when you're feeling a little down and you want, because enthusiasm is going to be a key ingredient to your success, if you're feeling a little down, come up with ways to build yourself back up. It doesn't always mean that you have to go shopping and go buy yourself something. But like I said, you can just start doing a cheer. And once you start that movement, just like I said with exercise, those endorphins get to moving, and all of a sudden there's happiness that comes over you. If there's little kids around, play with them, act silly with them, and that'll help to just pump you up. But, you know, keep yourself motivated. If you don't keep a journal, keep a journal and write positive things in there about yourself. When you get to the place that you feel a little down, grab your journal. And, you know, when I was a young girl, I used to always write this. Jackie Showers is a wonderful person. She's got to make it far through life because she has everything it takes to do so. You know, write to yourself. Motivate yourself. Build yourself up. Don't let things get you down. Build yourself, and you're the only one who can really build yourself up. And so you want to build yourself up. You want to come up with ways that you can keep yourself pumped up. Pump it up, pump it up. And the more you keep yourself pumped up, the more successful you're going to be, because your outlook is going to be totally different. Your outlook is going to be that you will start saying, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, I know I can do this. You will move from the I can't into the I can. And I'm going to tell you, when you get to a place that you have this joy of God inside of you, even when you try to be sad, you can't be sad. I mean, it's the most amazing thing. Sometimes I'm like, oh, and all of a sudden it's like, boy, I'm just overjoyed, because I pray every day that I pray for God's joy, that I pray for his exceeding joy every day. I pray for his peace. So you have to pray for these things. And I teach this teaching on selfless prayer, and I teach it because there are so many people who don't understand selfless prayer. They think that if they pray for themselves, they're being selfish. But when you pray for yourself, you're praying that God builds you up in order for you to help somebody else. It's just like I said, being selfless when it comes to taking care of yourself. Selfless prayer is the same way. That when you pray for yourself, you're praying that God builds you up in order for you to be able to help somebody else get built up too. Because you never know who's going to come in your path throughout your day. You know, we're out there in the marketplace. We're out there at work every single day. You never know when you're going to experience a Nicodemus moment when somebody comes and they need you to minister to them. And so you just want to make sure that you're praying for yourself. You're praying that God builds you up and gives you the right things to say at the right time. And so these are selfless prayer times, selfless prayer times when you can just get into the face of God, and the things that you can't share with anybody else that you're able to share with him. And in the process of you sharing with him, you're able to get built up. So don't beat yourself down when sometimes you go to pray and all you can do is pray for yourself. That is the time God knows that you need to be, that you need to be healed, that you need to be restored, that you need to be rejuvenated. So don't beat yourself up about that. I'm really coming against this whole thing about self-condemnation, because oftentimes that's how we're brought down through the spirit of self-condemnation, where we're beating ourselves up so much about what we didn't do, or I'm not worthy of this. Can I just say this and get this into your spirit? You are worthy because of God's grace. That makes you worthy. Simple as that. It's not by any works that you can do. You are worthy for success. You are worthy to succeed. You are worthy for prosperity because of God's grace, his grace and his mercy. That makes you worthy in order for you to be successful. So if someone ever says you're not worthy, you just tell them, say, oh, I'm worthy because of God's grace, because I live under God's grace, and that's what has made me worthy to receive his favor, blessings, and his graciousness. That's what has made me worthy. And so don't let others dampen your parade. If there's anybody that you're hanging out with and they're telling you that, you know, all of your goals and what you're aspiring to do, and all they want to do is rain on your parade, you need to uninvite them from your parade. You need to just kick them out and tell them they cannot have that type of control over you. Let them know. Sometimes you got to do what I say, clip, clip. You got to just let them go. Because in this season, you want to surround yourself with people of like-mindedness. You want to make sure that you get a mentor, and we do mentoring at the Mentor Empowerment Institute, the Me Place. So we do mentoring. So you can go to our website, which is themeplace.org, and you can sign up for a free coaching session. And we're going to be providing a lot of group coaching sessions this year. So you want to make sure that you know exactly what we're doing and what's happening, because we want to make sure that you get to the place where you need to be, that you're in position. So then when the opportunities come, you're ready and you're well equipped to take advantage of them. And it's called preparation. And so in 2015, you got to always be prepared. Get prepared. And as I said, if there's anything that you need to know, if you cannot afford to take courses, go up on YouTube, do searches on the internet, and you will be able to find somebody that's going to teach you. And if you're looking to just to have somebody, a coach to coach you in reference to who you are, personal development, business development, spiritual development, we do that. We do that at the Mentor Empowerment Institute, because you never want to stop learning. You never want to stop feeding your mind all the time. You always want to feed your mind. You always want to know that you are looking to go to another level. If you say you want to be successful, I just want to tell you, you better get up early. You better get up early in the morning. Wake up, you sluggard. Get up early. You want to always get up early so then you can begin to map out your day and include your prayer time, your devotion time, and your exercise time. If you're an early person who rises early for exercise. But that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that you get up early, that you're not sleeping half the day away. The Bible says sleep a little, slumber a little brings a person to poverty. So you want to get up early, you want to get moving, you want to get active. You know that you're going to get up off of your bunk of excuses, because excuses are useless. And you know what? You want to be driven by passion and not materialism. Don't get caught up in the materialism. You know, some people say, well, you know, I'm doing all this because I want to make a lot of money. And that's really good. But what if you get to a point that the money is not enough? Passion can keep you moving when money cannot. And so you always, or materialism cannot. So you want to be driven by passion. because passion is rooted in your purpose, and purpose is what's going to take you to that next level. So you want to make sure that you are on target, and begin to just pray for God's discernment. You want to pray for his discernment so then you can begin to act out your instincts, those gut instincts, the mother wit that God has given us. You want to be able to act upon them and not be afraid, you know, to act upon them. You want to have an open mind all the time, an open mind for new ways of thinking, an open mind for new technology. Do not be afraid of technology. It's not going away. It's only going to escalate. So do not be afraid of technology. Get on the computer. Understand this. The computer is really not going to do any more than you tell it to do. The computer is not smarter than you. You're smarter than the computer, really, because the computer takes command from you. It takes command from you. You don't take commands from it. And, you know, and as I said, you want to use your mother wit. You want to have book smarts, mother wit, and some street smarts, because as you're going to and fro, you got to be smart. You got to be smart about what you're doing. You want to use intellect. And you also need street smarts, but you also need your mother wit. You need all of it in order for you to be successful. You want it all combined. And then always think about how you're treating other people. You know, how are you treating people the way you want to be treated? I want to stress that what you want to begin to do is to live out the two greatest commandments: to love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and to love your neighbors, you love yourself, because that is really critical. We have this session that we do, and we will be offering it soon. It's called You to the Third Power, and basically it's saying that there are three yous in your relational triangle that you really have to master. And it's according to the two greatest commandments: to love God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and to love your neighbors, you love yourself. So first of all, you have to love God, but you also have to learn how to love your neighbor. But in most instances, it's hard to even love your neighbor because you don't love yourself. And loving yourself is one of the most critical things. And I'm talking about a healthy relationship. I'm not talking about where you're so narcissistic that you're just caught up in yourself. But I'm talking about that selfless love, that love where you begin to love yourself and you're not condemning yourself. You're not always looking at your bad points. I could always look at stuff. You know, people look at their physical self and they say, oh, look at me. I'm this, I'm that. You know, most of you who've seen me, I have no hair. And I'm cross-eyed. And I could say, you know what? Oh, how am I going to succeed? I'm cross-eyed. I have no hair. There was a young man who came to me one evening, and he was just saying, he said, the problem I'm having is that he was cross-eyed. He had lazy eyes like I did. And lazy eyes just means that your muscle is not working, not that you're lazy. But and he was saying, well, how do I talk to people when I don't know if they know that I'm looking at them? And I told him, you don't worry about that. I said, you just talk to them. And I said, and if you're bringing them great information, whatever flaws that you perceive to be flaws, they're not going to look at that. All they're going to see is a person that's providing them solutions. So don't get caught up on things that you perceive to be negative things. You just look at them and you use them as assets. Anyone who knows me knows that I always laugh and joke about my head. When I tell people, I say, well, you know, just tell them, you know, that I'm a bald-headed woman. Oh, I can't say that, but why? That's what I am. So begin to learn how to laugh at those things. To laugh at those things that you may think that's bringing you down, when in actuality they are things that's really helping you to go to that next level. And that's the way I look at my head. I begin to look at my head that this was a great tool to use. So there are people that come up to me. I can't begin to tell you the number of women who have come up to me and said, you know, I wear a wig, but I have no hair, and I'm so embarrassed. One woman, her hair started falling out, and she said she was so embarrassed. She couldn't tell her husband. And she and I talked. We prayed together. And now that's all she does is wear her hair. She does have hair, and she said it was just starting to thin. And so I'm telling you all of that because I want you to become very confident in who you are. You got to exude self-confidence. And one of the things I came to realize is that Being successful had a lot to do with the confidence, with us having self-confidence in who you are, because if you lack confidence in one area, eventually it'll start taking over other areas. But begin to just to pray for confidence. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 35th verse, it tells us, do not cast away your confidence, because it is great recompense, a reward, because you will receive the promise after you endure it. So don't cast away your confidence. Be confident in who you are. And I'm not telling you to be conceited. I'm saying being confident. And there is a difference when you're being confident and you're not being conceited. So you want to begin to take those different things on. And then you got to be committed to whatever you're doing. You want to be determined. You got to have a spirit of determination that you're going to succeed. You got to have a spirit of determination that you're going to do the right things every day, because your success has a lot to do with what you do every single day. So you have to have a commitment to whatever you say that you're going to do, that you do something every day. If you are a person and say, for instance, you want to make floor arrangements and you want to develop a business where you're making floor arrangements and you're selling them, you need to do something every day. Number one, you need to do something towards your goal. Number two, you need to do something to educate yourself so you can make bigger and better floor arrangements. And you can begin to learn some new creativity. And all you have to do is go up on the website. You can go to Joann's. You can go to Michael's. But these are things that you can do. And it's not just for that respective area. It's for whatever area that God has said that in this area he's going to prosper you. You got to do your due diligence. You got to get education and continue to get re-educated and re-educated and re-educated and re-educated, because you always want to stay abreast of the facts. That's how any enterprise is built to success, is that you got to stay abreast of the facts. And that's the way you're going to build your business. That's the way you're going to build your skill set in order, if you're looking for a better job, it's going to take all of these different things in order for you to do them. So I'm hoping that that this has been a great blessing for you as you begin to move forward through 2015. 2015 is a great year. It's a year of where, you know, set goals, but don't allow the goals to become a stronghold on you. Set goals and understand that sometimes you have to set goals. You may have to have some contingencies when it comes to your goals, but understand this, that you will be tremendously successful as you just continue to move forward. And in the process of your moving forward, you are going to experience a success that you never thought you would. And always, 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 and make sure God is a part of it. Always make sure that he's a part of it. Always invite him into every plan that you do. Invite him to every event. Invite him into every aspect of your life. Invite God in order for God to lead, to guide, and to direct you and to direct your every step. You want to invite him in at every turn. And I'm telling you, you're going to experience tremendous success in 2015. So now when you say it's 2015, now what? It's all depending on you. It depends on your attitude. It depends on your posture, your posture of your attitude. It depends on your due diligence. It depends on your commitment. It depends on your selflessness. It's all depending on you for you to be successful in 2015, and I know you can, and I know you will. And I'm just looking forward to hearing all of the great reports that you're going to bring saying how successful you have been in 2015. And again, I want to say that we are doing our Minute to Midnight prayer on tonight, and I do encourage each of you to be a part of it. And as I said, you can go to our Facebook page. We have it on our Facebook page. We'll have it up on our website, and you'll be able to go. And it's 11:59, a Minute to Midnight prayer call. You can call in at 209-647-1600, and then access code is 378-486-pound or hashtag. And so we're looking forward to you coming and being a part of us on tonight. And write down some of the things that you are looking to succeed at doing, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to be a tremendous success. I know it. I feel it in my spirit, and I'm just waiting to hear all the great reports that you have. So I'm so glad that you came and you were a part of us on Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie, and I'm looking forward to you coming again, and it is always my prayer that you have a prosperous, blessed, and productive week. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for listening to Wisdom, Wealth, and Riches with Jackie. We encourage you to visit our website at www.tsgm.org to subscribe to our weekly e-blast, shower of blessings, and keep apprised of our activities and events. Learn more about the Me Place Empowerment Institute at www.themeplace.org. And it is always our prayer for you to have a successful, prosperous, and productive week as a marketplace influencer.